A new series, but let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise for this wonderful time in your presence. We ask, O God, as we behold your word, you will help us to behold wondrous things. In the name of Jesus Christ, our heart is open to receive. We ask, O God, that you will bless us abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will transform us. You will change us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So quickly, by the grace of God, we shall be, you know, doing an introduction to the theme for this season, Soteria, concerning salvation. Soteria, by the grace of God. Wow, this is a very powerful but common topic in the body of Christ today. And I won't lie to you, this is a kind of common language. It has become a religious language in the body of Christ today. You know, if you have not heard about salvation before, can you raise up your hand? You have not heard about salvation before? A salvation. Okay, so we are all aware that there is something like salvation. But if there is any issue that we have in the body of Christ today, is that we are so common with so many things that we don't have an idea of. We are so common, like things, certain words are common to us, even though we don't have understanding of them. And that is why we are so weak in expressing what Jesus has done for us. The Bible said they have the form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. By wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. Many of us have not in any way revealed or show forth the blessedness attached to our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ because we don't really understand what we have received. The whole lot of us got born again in the wrong way. Now, many of you got born again because, you know, you heard a preaching from a man who said, you are in a family that is so terrible. Give your heart to Jesus. So that what is giving others not you. So what brought you to Jesus? Was it because you understand what he has done for you on the cross? Or because you want to escape from them? Many of us, many of you, many of the people outside there today are saying because they are afraid. And we fear to them. So because fear to them, they are believing in fear perfection. But the key to exploit in this kingdom comes by understanding. So wisdom is a principle. Get wisdom. It's a perfect getting. Get understanding. Get understanding. So by the grace of God, I don't want any of us to be familiar with this particular thing. This particular topic we'll be dealing with, I don't want you to be familiar with it. If you can understand salvation perfectly, the certain things you are praying for today that will necessarily follow you. Many desire to perform signs and wonders. They are unable to do so because they don't understand exactly what they have received. Many desire to be rich and they are still very poor. Not because God is not sufficient, it's not enough. God is not capable to help. But because we are stepping into an environment that we are so myopic of, we are so limited in understanding of that environment. And because of that, it will be too difficult for you to explore all the blessings attached to this. And that is why this is very important. In fact, this is like the foundation. It should be a foundational teaching for every believer. But one of us got born again, and the next thing we are looking for is the ministry of angels. The flying and the moving up of angels. And we know so many realms that we don't know the simple doctrines of the kingdom. And the doctrine of Christ, we lack it. We don't understand the simple things that we should understand. Because of that, you know that
If you're a mathematician, you understand that you don't arrive at your answer. I mean, what offer you your math totally is not just the fact that you arrive at the answer. But the process, the step is, you need to follow it step by step as well, something in your math is coming for you. Like that. So, and if you set it where you get at the right answer. So many of us are not getting the right answers because we lack the understanding of the process for doing that. So by the grace of God, we shall be looking at soteria. This is the first season, and for this first season, we're going to have three seasons. So till Jesus comes, from the teaching, this topic, by God's grace, in this church, till Jesus comes. So it's going to be the season by season. By the grace of God, all our messages are on the website. By the grace of God, every Sunday, you cannot miss over. So if you have anybody joining us for the first time, it will be good. It will be great for service. They can go listen to it so that they can follow up in everything we do. So this one is great, and I want you to open your heart because God is going to bless you tremendously today. What is the meaning of the word soteria?
It's from the Greek word. And when you're talking about soteria, we mean deliverance. We mean preservation. We mean safety. Then what every one of us know, we mean salvation. It's a Greek word. It appeared in the New Testament Bible, like KJV, 43 times. Sophia, deliverance, preservation, safety. And what? Salvation. So when a man is saved, he's not just saved. Like, there are a lot of things attached to it. So a man who is saved is delivered. A man who is saved is preserved. A man who is saved is safe. Are you getting what I'm saying? Is what? Safe. So if you have been saved, you have been delivered. And if you have been saved, you have been preserved, not just for now, forever. And if you have been saved, you have been what? You have been preserved. So a man who is saved has not just come to Jesus. You are just open to so many things that redemption, brought to you. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Let's open our scriptures quickly as we go on this journey. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Oh, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. He loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad, I am so glad. Oh, that Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Oh, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I want us to journey from the book of John 3:16, quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We all know that scripture, so we're going to start from that place as we journey in the Spirit together.
John 3:16. Do we have this? Okay, please, let's read together, Roman, if you have 1, 2, 3, go.
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's read it again with a meaning.
For God so loved the world that he gave. Okay? Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it shows that all men in their default state after the fall are sinners. So if you are here, even though Jesus has died, and you have not given your life to Jesus, you are still a sinner. So coming to church doesn't mean a man is saved in the first place. So you can be in church and still be part of the suffering, the pain, the damnations and condemnation that is upon, that has been upon the generation of men who will not receive or believe in what Jesus has done. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that means that there has been a state that all men, you know, find themselves as they come into the world after the fall of the first man. Then we take that nature up. So even a boy that will be giving birth to today takes that nature until he's old enough to say, Jesus, I believe. Then you are moved into the new life. Then the old nature, the nature of sin is destroyed. Then the life of God finds expression in you. So all men are sinners, except for the one who have, in a way, consciously received the salvation that the Lord has supplied to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Romans, quickly. Hallelujah. Romans 3:23. All men are not saved sons of God in their natural state. All men are not saved sons of God in their natural state. If you are there, please can you read for us Romans 3:23.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
How many people? All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So every man, or all men in their natural state, are sinners. So all men are not saved. They are not saved sons of God in their natural state. And if you are a man and you are in this house, can you wave your hands? You are a man.
Don't worry, my Bible is talking about you. You should understand. So if you are a woman, you can see raise up your hand. If you are a man, please raise up your hand. All right. And if you are here and you have not in any way given your hand to Jesus, you don't have a belief in what Jesus has done. You are in that category, even though you are in the church. You get what I'm saying. Don't miss things up. I say Jesus has died, has died. No problem. So thank God I'm a member of the Living Portals Assembly. If you are here and you are not taking a step to consciously accept what Jesus has done for you and confess with your mouth that indeed God raised him from the dead, you are not saved. So if you like me sitting on the pulpit, I'll be sleeping there, back your load, I'll be sleeping on this pulpit. If this thing has not happened in you, that you now believe in what Jesus has done, you are not saved. So don't say my dad is a pastor. Your daddy can be a pastor and yet you are not saved. Well, we have so many prayer warriors today. You can be praying and be, we have so many people moving from one crusade to another. if my fathers are sitting there sweating, but they don't know Jesus. And so because we feel, and if they are going to church, there is a way, they know the dressing of the church. They have the form of godliness. But the papa there, they deny. They go about seeking miracles, seeking help. But they don't want to in any way associate with what Jesus has done. They are not saved. So I'm trying to lay this foundation so that you understand exactly what salvation is. So salvation is not coming to church. Salvation is not being born. You are being the son or the daughter of the general Messiah. That doesn't mean you are saved. Carrying Bible doesn't mean you are saved. Listening to messages doesn't mean you are saved. Going to the most powerful church in this world doesn't mean you are saved. So the question is, what is now salvation? Cramming the Bible doesn't mean you are saved. We are professors who are professors. Professor of Bible study or whatever, religious study and all that. And they can be telling you this is what happened, this one, this one, this one. Quoting scriptures. But do we see that they are not saved? The first time I gave admission to the prayer judgment in the philosophy department, one thing that Professor Mungwebi said is that I have checked all the religions in the world. Before he even said that, he quoted a scripture, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. He said, where was God before he created the heaven? He said, I know we have this. He said, who can answer me? He said, God. God. He said, what? How can the invisible create the visible? He said, that is against. He said, think. Is that thing? How can you say somebody that we can't touch make something that we can touch? What kind of Moses is that one? And somebody said, we believe by faith. And he said, where is the faith? He said, that is gullibility. You guys are gullible. You will know that that man. He quoted somebody saying, you say, God is all good. He's all powerful. Why is it that people are dying in the world? The people he created, if you said that he created them. You know that language. If you say, if you are saying that he created the whole world, what is that if you are happening in the world and this God cannot do anything? He says, so if it's all good and he created all things, everything should be good. So where comes it that we see? There is certainly a situation whereby at least some people were going from Jerusalem and they were going to Jerusalem or whatever. There is a name they call it. Huh? No, they say, no, there's this general name. On the quick pitch. He said the airport plane, everything, they died, every one of them. The plane crashed. He said they were even going to serve their God. And they died. He said, where we are standing. Was God before those things happened. And I was angry myself. And I said, Satan, have you seen God before? He said, I've not seen. I said, that is all you know. If you have seen it, you know. And look at God. It is the foolishness we are talking about. That's the how you know that this man exists or is in existence? Because you can see it. And you are able to know because you are here too. There is a reality that is more visible and tangible than what we can see. So that is why human beings are transient. I mean, they are limited. They are shadows. They appear and they disappear. Sorry. So you are looking so handsome like this man created. By the time you are 70, you won't carry this person. Even though you wish to look like this. But a time is coming that I will look at Sister Sheffield. You understand? You're like, ah, mommy, I can't go like that. You will try, apply your powder and everything, but it will still remain the same. So intellectualism is not, you can't equate it to spirituality. And it doesn't mean that you are saved.
So you can cramp the scripture, and yet you are not saved. You cannot receive melodious one, and yet you are not saved. So religiosity is not equal to salvation. So you belong to a church, thank God. You belong to a Christian body and God built it. But are you really saved? So because many are not saved, that is why they are not saved.
That's why they are not enjoying divine preservation. That's why so many things are going on, you know, that we can't really explain.
Many are not really saved, or probably they don't understand what they're coming to, because you know, a whole lot of things are not just clear to them. They are not just living with the understanding. Even though what you are talking about here is not strange, it's something so simple. By the help of the Spirit, you can decode that. That's why a professor will always fight with everything and say, "Roll and bow." This will lower for you. And how can somebody die and his blood was released? Because you know, his blood washed out. And you said that blood will now cleanse the sin of everybody. See how bad it is. Somebody who died 1,000 years ago. What do you mean by that? So that kind of thing looks so senseless. And that is why salvation is a supernatural experience. It is spiritual. So a carnal man will never cannot unravel it. It is impossible. So salvation is more of a spiritual study cooperation. And most times we expect it to happen for 10 years or 2 days. A few minutes you can enter into this terrain in God.
And so sometimes, because we receive these things with, it just comes so easy.
Some people are here, they are giving their life. They have been saved. Yet they are enslaved because they don't understand what they are missing. You don't get this answer. They have been saved for dying in their sins. They have been saved for yet struggling to stand. They have been saved for yet they find it so difficult to express the dividends of redemption. They have been set free, not only that, preserve and empower, but yet they are unable to express the lie. Because if indeed you have been saved, you are not just set free from sin. The Spirit of the Father comes to sit in you. So it takes the understanding, the holistic understanding of the concept salvation for you to know that you are not just delivered from sin alone. That you are now a carrier of God. Perfect understanding of the word salvation brings to you a consciousness that you are not God. Without this, access cannot be given to the presence of God. So if you have been saved, if you have been forgiven, if you have been saved, all sins have been wiped off. If you have been saved, you have been empowered. If you have been saved, you have God in you. If you have been saved, you are not the representative of God. He on earth. If you have been saved, you have his power resident in you. You are not ordinary. You are not empty. So if you are saved, and all these things are not reality, you don't understand salvation. That is what I'm saying, that it is possible that you are saved and yet you don't understand salvation. And if you don't understand, you still continue to be enslaved. But what you don't know is bigger than you. It's longer than you. So it takes knowledge, it takes understanding. By the time you will end this series, I tell you, literally, there are certain things you don't need to fast to get. Your fasting is not what provoked the miraculous. You are a bundle of miracle, an embodiment of the power and the life of God. This is who you are. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Salvation brought you to that level. Access to all blessings. Verse 4 of that scripture says, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Salvation. He said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children to himself. He said, by Jesus Christ to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 5. The scripture proceeded in verse 6 to the praise of the glory of his grace. He said, wherein ye have been adopted. Ephesians 1 verse 7. The Bible says, in the womb we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin. By the riches of his grace. He said, wherein he hath abounded unto us in all wisdom and goodness. So the understanding of salvation is key to the manifestation as a son in this kingdom. If you don't know what has happened to you when you receive Christ, you cannot explore all that came into you that very day. You can't explore it. We see people go born again in just 1 week. They're doing straight things in the rest of them. They can't. I've been born again for 20 years. Doesn't matter. If you like, be a job. If you like, there are 10 churches at the same time. That doesn't mean you know this thing. If you know it, if you know what happened to you, the very day you were saved, you will go to the mortuary and you will see miracle happen. You will know that, see, you can fast very well. That is not what I'm saying. And I know you can read your Bible very well. Very beautiful. I know you can pray in tongues very well. Good. Awesome. But aside things that all those religious activities will not offer you, that simple understanding will supply you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Lack of obedience most times is nothing but an offshoot of lack of understanding. Yes, because if you understand where God wants to take you to by saying, let me take that place to Jesus, you will quickly do it. You know what is coming after for you life. Because there is no understanding of what you do. A man who understands evangelism, you don't need to obey. The Holy Ghost will not say, preach. So understanding is key. Most times we want to offer sacrifices. So appease God. May I tell you for free that you are not still better than the men of the Old Testament? They needed sacrifices to access God. To add, this is the reason why Christ came. So that wall of partition will be broken. Then you can be sentenced into eternity. Eternal life can enter into you. You can find the spirit in you. Tell it and believe in you. Shall you have eternal life? The Bible says in John chapter 1. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of them. In him was life, and the life was the light of them. So by believing in him, his life does it to you. You can continue to live for him.
We are not living for him because we don't know what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It must be clear to everyone here the number one key to salvation is grace. We are all saved by grace. You must get it right.
Do you know that many people are sitting there, they are saved, and they believe that I know how to lose.
I was saved because thank God I went to church and I gave my life to Jesus. They didn't see the word grace. You are not saved by your power. You are not saved by your strength. Do you know that many have been struggling in their walk with the Lord because they don't understand this thing? If you know that by His grace you have been formed and delivered, set free, made whole, purified by His precious blood, there are so many things you stress yourself on that will not be necessary to you.
So, just pen down that salvation is what? Is what? Is by grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. Salvation is by grace. It is not by work. It is not by work. It is not by your effort. It's not because you are smart. If this is the understanding you have, even though you have been saved, you will struggle. You will keep struggling. What you have been saved for will still come and enslave you. You don't get me. You have been saved for the power of sin and death. Sin can still get you. Not because you have not been delivered, but because you believe that it is by your power and your calculation and your understanding that you are not fornicating today. No. Grace rescued you. And for you to live this life that you have received, you must understand that and simply rest on the means of grace to carry you. Honestly. You said you can. I can have one. I will be like this tomorrow. I will not. When I see the sister, I will move like this. When I see the brother, I will move like this. Okay. We see brothers speaking in tongues. Say, sister, the brother of them speaking in tongues. I will do anything with the sister. And as they are speaking in tongues, they are moving close to the shadow. That's what it is. Removing your process. They are tongue talking. Are they saying yes? What is the problem? They don't understand what's happening to them. They don't. They don't want to masturbate. They are giving their life to Jesus. Correct. But they are still doing it. As the things coming to their life, they are not doing it. No, this is a sin. This is a sin, and they are doing it. After doing it, they will continue to cry. It's because they don't understand what has happened to them. If they understand what if they have, if that understanding is there, that indeed what has happened to me happened by the grace of God, and they are able to leverage that grace. I tell you, I'm your pastor, but I want to let you know, you have no better than you. Grace, make this happen. The day I was after that, and I feel I'm a teacher. I'm a man of God now. I understand all the principles. I want to follow it. Just as keep it by the scripture. And so I've been teaching people for a long time. How can I follow it? How can I? How follow you? How can I? Am I not worthy? The help I've received happened by His grace. So salvation is by the grace of God. If you don't understand this, you don't understand anything about salvation. Many of you are seated and you believe, I should still keep it. I just feel like you should still keep it. You know it's not the right. Even though you have your own belief. Yeah, you believe me. But the fact is that it's grace funding. He said, we love you because the first love comes. So you must have received that love, and that love comes to you by grace. Then you cannot love back. So now for you to keep loving back, there is a need for you to keep that reception, like, okay, I've received this thing. Not that tomorrow you now wake up and feel, I gave my life to Jesus early because I feel I want to keep it. I can keep because I gave it to Him by myself. So, and you continue to calculate your movement.
Any of us cannot language because of this. We can't study the scripture well because of this. But until the revelation of this thing comes to you clearly, and you can see the love of God at your work in your salvation spirit, you can see the love of God and His grace at your work. I tell you, that same grace we see you through. So, by the grace to come in to this kingdom, and by God's grace, you can explore all and this kingdom. The man of God traveled out to be inside the place. And in a particular place, outside the Congo, from Nigeria. So, he got there. He was a minister, side by side, a white man, pastor. And so, he was in the upper room, in the hotel.
Lord, you must move. Lord, have your way.
And he said, just peeled out of the window just to see where we said to the bed. So the other person, the other minister, the other minister, the white man. He said, so good, you are not going to be. But just sitting on the bed, just, you know, she will not see her. Just eating and gathering.
Look at how
he said, God, there, he did all his dinners, he prayed, you know, minister, and nothing. See, that man does not say, thank you, Jesus, because I know you have done this thing. You are, your blood has done it. You are not, let the blind see now, let the pushing son put it up on you.
As you must declare, strange things began to happen everywhere.
It was mighty for God. So the man said, hey, you must have to teach that city. If you don't understand grace, you will suffer. You will suffer. You will suffer. You want to love the Lord. You want to do His will. You want to really understand the saving grace. That you are not here by power.
He made it possible that you are here. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, can we read now? Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. Please, if you are hearing for us, 1, 2, 3, go.
For by grace are ye saved through,
go on.
And that's not of yourself.
It is not of yourself.
It is the gift of
God. Not of works.
Lest any man
should boast. You are saved by the grace of God. By grace, you are saved through faith. It is not of your power. It is not of works. Lest any man should boast. This must be clear to you. True salvation comes by grace. And that dimension was activated in you by your faith in what Jesus has done. It is not by your power.
Romans 3:20, quickly. Salvation is by the grace of God. Romans 3:20, there another person, you can open to Romans 11:6. Romans 11:6. Romans 3:20. If you are there, please read for us.
Therefore, by the deeds of the law,
there shall be no flesh justified in His sight.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So many have been saved, but yet they don't embrace the fact of that reality, that it is by the grace of God that they have been saved. So after they have been saved, they are still being ridiculed by the things that kept unbelievers in check. Things that has caged unbelievers, still caged them. And so, there is no difference. The only reason why you cannot have brother Daniel is now saved is because he said, I have the righteousness of God. And everything, every shame that kept the unbeliever is still binding him. Is he really saved? Yes.
But what's the problem? He's ignorant of what has happened to him.
The next book. Who opened to that, please? Please, you can read for us quickly.
And if by grace.
Where are you reading, please?
Romans 11:6.
You okay?
And if by grace.
If by grace.
Then is it no more of work?
It is no more of work.
Otherwise, grace is no more grace.
Ah, grace is no more grace. Listen to me, people of God. Do you know what that scripture says? The grace of God is potent enough to carry you in this journey. But as soon as you shift your grace from the provision of grace, you are heading to disgrace. So you carry much anointing and dimensions of God, and you suddenly enter into a place and mess up yourself. And you also say, why? And people are saying, I think you said you are a believer. That doesn't mean, no, you are a believer, correct. But if your grace, if you shift your grace from the provision of the grace of God, then you are heading to disgrace. We will be disappointed over and over again. Have you been to a ministration before and you feel, as God has been doing, we do it. We understand it. And you carry mic, you do everything you can do. That day, more struggle came. You struggled and nothing happened. I was a minister in a particular place. I fasted for this. I said, God, you know good or Joby. I got there a few minutes to the ministration. It was as though you are looking for oil, you can't find any. Oh my God, I prepared. I was confused for hours. I was in the hotel room. So 1 hour to the meeting, they came and told me, sir, in the next 1 hour, you'll be coming. And the man left. I was inside the room. I was just like, do you know some treatment they give to you in certain area, if you want to go and minister there, that even you know, if you fuck up, you are finished. You don't get what I'm saying. That some treatment you receive. And you're like, no, God, you must move here. And if you're a man of the spirit, and you know that you don't just get to to a particular stage to do something. I mean, you must have, there is a way you perceive God, you see him, even before you enter this. Because you can get to a place where you want to minister, and the atmosphere is not prepared, you'll be the one to create the atmosphere. So if you don't carry an atmosphere, you can't create anything. So I was like, God. He said, what if that place is dry? I will now join my dryness to that one. How would this thing happen? I was there. It got to the time I just, you know what it means now? You now carry all the book, everything you have written, every revelation you have written. I was reading it, I couldn't find anything there. You don't understand. The revelation you put there, you said, I was like, there you go, take. You now open it so that, at least so that something can steer you up. I read it, I was reading literature. That time I just gave up on myself. I just closed the book. I off my clothes, all the dress I put. I just straight on the floor. I left that bed, sweet bed, on the floor. And I lied down. I didn't say a word. Because at that time, say, you can pray nonsense prayer. Say, God, you fire me in there with you. You called me to do that. I said, why is my head dry? You keep complaining instead of praying. I just kept quiet. I was on the floor. And I said, God, what did I do? What are these? I just took a step. Number one, I traveled back. I said, God, I was in so place to minister. In fact, I didn't even prepare very well, but you moved mightily. So happened. It wasn't me. In fact, I was in this place. I was inside. I didn't say a word. I was just thinking about this. I said, God, there are times I didn't even prepare for meetings like this, and you are the one in charge. In fact, if you are not here, you must be there. I was canting and recanting, and suddenly I felt a strange wind in the room. And it was as though a crown came and sat upon me. Well, I care more for the day, an emotion. Because it was time. And I was, when the situation was like that, I was hearing. Because that hotel, the place where I was going was not far from the venue of the program. So I was hearing the horn speaker say, "A man of God is here." When I was dry, please call your neighbor now if they are sick. Call them. As I was hearing those things, I was becoming more dry. As in, I was becoming as a man of God. But the moment I was able to trace myself back, and I was able to see the right way. Perspective is very powerful. And what informs your perspective is your understanding that you have. That is it. And I saw a fresh fall release upon me. And that meeting was strange. It was strange. We will disappoint him over and over again if we continue to think what has happened to us happened because we're so perfect or we understand things more than the people in the street. Do you know that if you have this understanding, you will love to preach to others very well? I'm telling you, because you will know that it wasn't as if you were so better, good, brilliant, so you know what to do. You made the righteous in it. So you will learn how to intercede for others. That other grace that has found me, please, let that grace be released to this person. You are saved by grace. It is not by your power. It is not by your mind. It is by the Spirit of God. Galatians 2 verse 16. We'll be rounding up very soon. Galatians 2 verse 16. And if you are there, you can also read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Somebody, Galatians 2 verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9, if you are there, please. If you are in Galatians 2 verse 16, you can read for us now.
Knowing that the man is not justified by the works of the law.
By the faith of Jesus Christ.
By the faith of Jesus Christ.
Even we have believed in Jesus Christ.
That we might be justified by the grace of Christ.
A lot of things can be gone.
And not by the works of the law.
And not by the works of the law.
But by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
By the works of the law shall no flesh be what? Be justified. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Please quickly.
Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling?
Not according to our works.
But according to his own purpose and grace.
But according to his own purpose and grace.
Which was given us in Christ Jesus
before the world began. So we have redemption by his blood. Said according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Amen. The day you are able to capture this revelation, which I want to believe today, you will capture it. Struggle we end. Pains we end. Because of our time, we're going to stop here so that we'll continue next time. Do you understand? Salvation simply is believing in the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus. Not just knowing. You can know something and not believe it. Believing in what? In the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus. As you believe, you are sentenced into eternity. Then the siege of sin, the nature of sin, everything destroyed. Then you receive a new life in Christ. He that believe in me shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life. That means you shall have eternal life. When you are still living with the old nature, there's so many things you can do effortlessly. Are you getting what I'm saying, ma? Ma, you were sharing with me, ma. Pastor,
about the situation in your location. How that many people fornicate with ease, do what they like anyhow. These are things that the old nature, the sin nature, has enabled them to. They didn't need to fast and pray to fornicate. They didn't need to say, "Devil, please help me." Professor, you love fornicate. Naturally, they gave expression to those things. So the new life in Christ has come with a whole lot of things, a lot of deposits that you don't need to fast and pray to unlock. If you are fasting and you are praying, you are not doing so to help God. When you pray, when you fast, what you are doing is that you are helping yourself. So a man who is praying is changing. What are you changing it to the very image of Christ? Transform from one level of glory. He's gaining alignment. So when you are fasting, you have been fasting in walking with God, like you gain alignment. So you have been there. So what got you the salvation is not your fasting. What got you the power, the strength, the enablement is not the fasting. It has been released to you by faith alone, believing Him. So when you are fasting, you are just you are a man who loves God because God loves you first. You have received the love, so you want to give back. So you are not fasting to help God. You are fasting so that at least you can be positioned. You can keep yourself off distractions. Then you connect to God. So if a prophet is telling you, "Do you see the 7 days fasting that the prophet is talking about? It's not so that you will bribe God. You know, there is a way you fast. And you are crying. So that actually, our deliverances, healing, solution, home has been provided through faith in Christ Jesus and in His finished work. Do you understand? You will now understand why Paul will speak in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Do you understand? Yes. When I came to you, I came down with this excellency of speech. So he didn't come with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and power. So their faith will not be in what? In the power of men, but in the power of God. So he said, "I came with one message, that Christ, the message of what? Christ and Him crucified." That's all. That's it. He knows how to say all manner of philosophies, but he knows, he's aware that if you can understand this one, you can receive healing, you can see angels fly like this and still remain who you are. Yes. But with the understanding of this, you can do the unusual. This is the fact. So you are empowered. I congratulate you if you are saved here. I said, I congratulate you if you are saved. If you are saved, I congratulate you because a lot has happened to you. You are an embodiment of wonders. That is who you are. You have strength to live above sin, to live above tribulation. You have strength to overcome all manner, all manner. You can prophesy with ease. That's why I love the book by prophets. The simple prophetic guide. Am I right? That's it. Every Christian, everyone can prophesy. That's the name of the book. Every Christian can prophesy. And what will bring you to this dimension is not 10 days fasting, it's the understanding. So when you are fasting, when you are doing, you are trying to sharpen your sensitivity. Will help him. So what I'm saying is that the power to raise the dead is in you now, yes, because sir. You are safe. Yes, the power to ease the sick is in you now, because you are safe. That is it. That is who you are. Can you rise to your feet, everyone? Can you celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. Before we go on, before we pray, please, if you are here and you are not saved, you want to your life to Jesus Christ. The ground is open. This is the greatest miracle that can happen to anyone. Hallelujah. You will now, prophet, we will now understand why many ministers of God always say that the greatest miracle is salvation. So how can you say salvation? Just I believe in Jesus Christ, take my life, is bigger than seeing someone standing up on the hill. It's strange that is deep. He's telling you the depth of salvation. The word salvation. So if we see salvation as the greatest miracle, you understand what that means.
It's a total package when you are saved. So it's better than not give me money, not give me bread. Lord, I want you. Lord, I want you to better my life. Better who I am. What did he say? No, I couldn't take the motto. It's better than that. It's the most thing. Oh my God. You will be like that wise man. Who saw that precious thing and sold everything he had just to secure that? It's wisdom. If you can secure it, every other thing is in there. You should stop living as a slave. So, please, as we sing this song, the rest of your hand, if you are not going to be a person, that we will rejoice with you. It's a great thing that happened to you. You know what? If some of us comes and just give you a car key, you will rejoice. But this one is like giving you your whole life. Do you understand? I'm no longer slave to fear. I am. I am.